Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about a new friend joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Carol Roth is here. Carol is an investment banker, a business strategist. She's apparently learned a lot about entrepreneurship because her new book called The Entrepreneurial Equation, is all about that. And it's she's got some great ideas and some great insights that we're going to talk about. Carol Roth, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here, and thanks for joining us. Thanks, and congratulations on the book. I'm very proud that you for writing this book, because one of the things you do is you help dispel some of the myths about being an entrepreneur, and there are a lot of people out there who would like to become entrepreneurs. They'd like to start a small business, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. They see people driving down the street looking like they're rich who own small businesses, and they don't realize what it took to get there, do they?
No, it's the 10-year overnight sensation, one of my favorite stories.
Right.
and there's so much work, and there really is so much misinformation out there, Jim. And I think that part of the issue is that the media likes to talk about things that are remarkable and that are unusual. They talk about Facebook, and they talk about Google. And in sports, they talk about LeBron James,
right?
And these are the things that are unusual, and that's why we talk about them. If they happened all of the time, if they were commonplace, they wouldn't be newsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
But people take them as the rule, and I think that can be very dangerous.
It also bothers me that those are the people who get in the magazines, those are the people who get on television, and it makes me feel like if you're a regular, you know, rubber meets the road small business owner out there in flyover America, when you see those kinds of stories, you get the feeling that there's something wrong with you. You haven't done enough. And that bothers me, too. What do you think, Carol?
It completely bothers me. I think it really unfairly penalizes what is the main street entrepreneur in this country. And even when I set out to write The Entrepreneur Equation, it was amazing to me. I looked at all of the books on how to get venture capital out there.
Mm-hmm.
And venture capital funds one fraction of 1% of all businesses in this country. So it really just kind of blew my mind that nobody was addressing the 99.96% of all businesses that existed, the things that really were going to be the engine to grow this country.
Of course, you meant
focusing.
Of course, you meant nobody other than me, right? That's what you meant to say, right? Carol, talk to us about one of the things you do in your book is you talk about 10 steps that help you to make sure you got your business organized as you started or even as you're running it. And the first one you say is divine your motivation. What do you mean by that?
I really think, Jim, that you need to have a goal and you need to know why you're in business. I think so many people go into business because they had a great idea or because they wanted to be creative or they had a passion that they wanted to fulfill and never really set a goal for the business. And if you keep just doing and doing and doing, you end up on this treadmill and you don't really get anywhere. And so if you want to be in business, it's really important to set up that motivation to figure out why it is that you want to be in business so that you know what path to take. You can't figure out a path to get somewhere unless you know where it is that you're going.
Well, and you've got to overlay what your motivation is has got to be checked against what the reality is. For example, if your motivation is, I want to start a small business because I want to get rich, well, you need to know what the reality is. Tell them what it is, Carol.
Yes, that there's a reason why the word scheme follows get rich quick most of the time. And so you're absolutely right. If you want to be an instant millionaire, or even better, if you want to have more free time, which is another one of my favorite
ones.
That's
pretty funny, huh?
That's not a really good reason to go into business, because that's not those objectives aren't very well aligned with the entrepreneurial path.
I played a lot more golf when I was an employee.
Yes, right? I mean, mm-hmm. And everybody does. Everybody has more time for hobbies, because the business really does become almost like a child. It becomes a first priority.
But here's the good news, though, Carol. It's not that I love golf more. It's not that I actually didn't mind it, because I would rather be in my business. I mean, if you really are aligned, if you're really doing the right thing as a business owner, you don't begrudge not playing golf, because you actually like being in your business. Now, and hopefully you get to that point, because you're going to need to be in your business.
That is true. That's true, Jim. And I think that there are a lot of people, sick people like me and the like, who really, that's what we like to do with our free time. We like to work. But that wasn't my motive. My motivation wasn't to play more golf or to, you know, spend more time with the family. Mm-hmm. You know, my motivation was to service customers. And I think that at the end of the day, that's the critical differentiating point, because business isn't really about you. It's all about the customers.
Well, that's exactly right, and which brings us to another point that you make in your book, which is very important, and that is the thing about what I used to say is people would say, when I start my business, you know, I won't have to answer to this boss anymore. Well, no, you won't. You're correct. That is correct. You won't have to answer to that boss anymore, but you'll have about 10 new ones that you didn't have before.
Yes, you get to be your own boss is probably the funniest and biggest misconception out there amongst the myths, and you hit the nail on the head. You know, when you have a job, you have a couple of people that you have to answer to, who decide what you get paid, you know, what uniform you need to wear, who your coworkers are, if you're hired or fired. When you start a business, every single customer, bar none, is your boss. And guess what? They all have their own agendas. So these are people you have to please day in and day out, so that you get that paycheck, and then layer on top of them the investors, the lenders, the
banker. That's the last thing. Now, this is the one that really, I thought I knew a lot when I started my business 21 years ago about this. The only thing that really surprised me, that I really wasn't prepared for, I just hadn't thought about it, was that my employees, I might actually wind up being working for my employees.
Yes, that's a huge surprise, and you have to take care of them as well as everybody else who's on the laundry list. And it's really, if you can imagine a totem pole, when you have your own business, you're almost at the bottom of that totem pole, because everybody else's needs have to be met before yours.
You're like Atlas. You're holding all that other stuff up. The book is called The Entrepreneur Equation. Tell us where we can find it, Carol.
It is about everywhere right now. It's so now that it made the New York Times bestseller list.
Congratulations.
You can find it everywhere. Thank you. Everywhere fine books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Independent.
Carol Roth, ladies and gentlemen. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.